out here up near Parkersburg. Is that right, Glenn?
Right, Jerry.
This is Glenn Smith. Let's make him welcome. Tom King and Dwight Diller.
Have a seat up here, Glenn.
Face in the face.
How's Dave?
That's pretty good, Tom. What else, Tom?
This scares me and I ain't afraid of nothing.
Let me just move the microphone in on here. That's, we don't want Mr. King's guitar to overpower you, do we?
Sleepy Eyed John.
You want to do that?
Sure.
I've got a request here, Dwight.
All right.
From Tom. I'm going to do one called Sleepy Eyed John.
Thank you.
Mr. Dillard here is good on the banjo, isn't he?
When I was with Dave and John Morris setting up festivals in 1972, I'd met Glenn in 1969. He and John and Dave Morris had done a concert at West Virginia University when I was a student there. And I really liked Glenn's fiddling. Of course, I hadn't heard many fiddlers at that time. But in 1972, when I was helping John and Dave set up festivals, Glenn was one of the people that they would take with him to play at the festival. And he allowed me to play music with him. And if I learned drive in my banjo playing, he was one of the main people that I learned it from. The other person was backing up John Morris, those of you who know John Morris is fiddling. But Glenn actually was the main person that helped me drive. A lot of banjo players, clawhammer banjo players, he said at that time that he didn't like for them to back him up because they made him start clawhammering the fiddle. And the clawhammer rhythm is da-da-dump, da-da-dump, da-da-dump kind of thing. So if the important thing that he used to say that he liked was for you to stay right up against what he was doing. Just keep pushing him all the time. And I learned that from him. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, I tell you, I think my dad and I used to play together. And you couldn't tell which one of us hardly was leading. You know, just like Dwight and me there. We were supposed to be together. Tommy Gerald says music's supposed to roll like a wheel. What do you want to try, Tom? We're going to do it Ragtime Annie and D. Is that
all right. Ragtime Annie and D.
Get that guitar out of my bow. Like a mule, just anything will take my attention.
Did you get inoculated?
What?
Did it inoculate you?
Not yet.
Did you get stuck?
Kent, don't you?
Yeah. Clark Kent's play that old time here, he's got to put the pie in it!
Could I say something?
Why don't you?
If I want to. I'd like to share with you all that when I first started playing old time music back in 70 or 71, that there weren't a whole lot of guitar players playing old time music, and one of the first fiddlers that ever I came in contact with was Mr. Glenn Smith here, and he's one of my primary influences on playing old-time music. He taught me the right chords. He told me when I was playing the wrong chords or when I was putting them in the wrong place, he'd stop me and say, "Now that's not right. It goes this way." And for that, I'm
You're believing I'm a mean old man.
No. On the contrary, I'm very grateful to you for what you've showed me over the years. Thank you, Glenn.
I'm not sure we're trying to write. Right.
I don't care. Something D.
What chord do you do that I don't care in?
Oh, let's try. I heard you back a long time ago play Patty on the Turnpike in D minor.
No, that wasn't me.
It was. Here all these years.
You'll go to your grave thinking I played it in D minor, but I didn't.
All right. I was sure it was you.
Probably Sherman. Don't you imagine? Probably Sherman.
Dance around Molly.
Do what?
Dance around Molly.
He's in D on that gentleman.
I'm going to get this other banjo here. What key is it in?
Pay it up a little bit.
How about Pretty Little Widow?
What'd you say?
Pretty Little Widow.
I don't go there anymore.
How about in G? This banjo's supposed to be in G if I got it right. Goodbye, Miss Lisa Jane. In that key, do they?
Thank you.
banjo and I couldn't see. I was hammering on it like I do on mine. It was killing the guitar sound. Mike had to get on to me three times back. That's all right. Dick Kimmel's once accused me of playing sledgehammer banjo.
Oh, we've played a few together, haven't we? How'd you like to know you had to go through Sodom and Laurel again?
1972, June of 1972, John and Dave Morse had gotten a Rockefeller grant from the Rockefeller Foundation to set up five festivals, two in West Virginia, one in North Carolina, one in Virginia, one in Kentucky. And we were down in Madison County, North Carolina, at a place called Sodom, and trying to set up a festival there. And I remember the first day that I was there, there were two boys standing outside, and one of them had his neck, as Glenn says, sitting in a sugar bowl where he'd had it broke. And the other boy got mad at him and just punched him right in the face with the neck. And that kind of set the tone for the place. And it wasn't as bad as the one in Kentucky, where two little boys had a puppy dog out in the corner of the fence trying to kill it with rocks. That was what was going on in Kentucky. So that was the way Kentucky was. But down in North Carolina, it was Glenn. It was after Friday night, I guess it was. After the festa was over, it was on a little old ball field down where the hills come fairly close, and it's just kind of a road there, which is a little patch of ground ahead of softball field there. And Glenn was driving his car, and if he walked, it was about 200 yards kind of around the hill to what they called the Poverty House. The Poverty House was a little one-room shack that the Vista workers who came in there to work, and the people all laughed at them, made fun of them, but that's where they stayed, was in the Poverty House. Well, Glenn was driving his car, I guess it was a Dodge or a Chrysler, and he driving, making a U-turn around there, and there was a store sitting right there. The road forked, went this way, and then one that went this way back around up the holler. And so Glenn was driving his car around, and he was going to stay in the Poverty House, but we just walked around the hill, and there's some boys standing out there. What'd they say?
Oh, they was ready to get me. They made them a V with their two cars and stopped me there, and they come back and get ready to pull me out. One of them said, "Oh my God, it's our fiddler." I said, "Look what you just went near did."
The only thing got him out of it was him being the fiddler.
Yeah, find out how to fiddle as a dead man.
Yep.
I said, "What do you want to hear?"
Like Melvin Goins said, "I'll stand on my head and blow bloomers off if you want."
Not a lot of work in that country, was it? They get out on the road, try to sell you a carton of cigarettes before you went into Tennessee. Get them cheaper there. Tommy King, what are we going to do?
Hey, I tell you, what about a little bit of rye straw? We didn't tune for that.
You play it. I used to know it, but I don't know it anymore.
Put it on down the road.
Did we have a request for that?
Yeah, we had a big request for that.
That
dude right there, and he's younger than I am. I'm going to have to play it for him.
Listen, got to play an extra special good for Jay.
Dog passed the rye straw, dog passed the needle, dog passed the little boy playing on the fiddle.
There's more words to it than that.
Thank you.
said, come on, Mike, I want you to play.
Yes, sir.